Previously on Apocalypse Video.
Oh, man. Well, that will conclude this installment of the Apocalypse Video Spooktober Spooktacular. We will return with another frightening installment next time. Trying to think of a sign-off.
Put something better here.
Gobshite!
Gobshite! Tis no feckin' lobster.
Good episode, guys. I think the first entry in our Shocktober Spooktacular went pretty well, huh?
Yeah. It's going better than that stupid summer fest promotion, that's for sure.
Ooh, burn.
Listen, I'm sorry the summer fest was such a failure, all right? I promise, next time will be better. Now, can we just put that behind us and concentrate on making the Shocktober Spooktacular?
Hey, open up. I want to talk to the manager. Right, meow.
I'm sorry, but we're closed. You can drop your movie off at the drop box by the side of the door. Thank you.
I said I want to talk to a manager. Meow!
And I said thank you.
Well done, Jackie, dealing with that customer. You keep that up, you're going to be shift leader in no time.
Jesus Christ!
I demand satisfaction. I want to talk to the manager about this smut you claimed was a genuine portrayal of cat people.
Calm down, ma'am. I'm sure we can sort this all out. Now, if I can just get your phone number, I can pull you up in our system.
Do I look like I have a phone number?
Sorry, I meant, can I please see your membership card?
Sorry, guys. I ran as fast as I could. My wife, Pana, can reach speeds of 80 miles per hour when she's in a full sprint.
Wait, your wife? Did you remarry? What happened to, what's her name? Jenna? I thought you were married to a Terra person.
Look, it's a long story. Suffice to say, she kept eating my friends and I had to break things off, okay? Are you happy, Dave? Thanks for tearing open that old scar.
Sorry, Cody, I had no idea. So, now you're married to...
a cat people, that's right.
I thought they were mythical.
Yeah, I heard they can only have sex with their family members, and if they don't, they end up killing.
That's exactly why I'm here. This bozo rented me this movie called Cat People, saying it was an accurate portrayal of cat people in a modern-day setting. But all this movie does is just reinforce those stupid cat people stereotypes you hear about.
I'm assuming you're talking about the, incest.
Exactly. This movie is trash and filled with lies. Cat people don't have to have sex with their brothers or sisters. We can sleep with anyone. Tell them, Cody.
That's right. I mean, she still turns into a full-on leopard after we get, you know, intimate. But there's certainly no incest going on.
That's right.
Okay, I think we can settle this. Pana, is it?
Meow.
I'll take that as a yes. Well, I'm Dave, the store manager here at Apocalypse Video, and I would like to offer you a free exchange of your rental for something a little more accurate to your people. Would that be satisfactory?
Yes, thank you. Finally, I'm getting somewhere.
I'm terribly sorry about all this. Let me just find something else for you here. And rest assured, I'll be putting my employee here on reduced salary for the next month.
What salary? You never paid me in real money since I started here.
That's enough, Mike.
Okay, I'm backing off.
Oh, thank you, Pana.
You're welcome. See, that's how you're supposed to treat a customer.
Let's see, this is weird. Chad, are you sure this is right?
Affirmative.
Huh. Okay, well, I think I found a good alternative cat people movie, but it says here that cat people DVDs don't show up when they're called. They do whatever they please.
So true.
So how do we find the movie, then?
It says we must lure the DVD out by singing the song of the cat people.
The song of the cat people?
Oh, no. Not this. I've heard this song way too many times since we got married.
Quiet! This song is beautiful and goes all the way back to the time of my ancient ancestors.
It says it has to be sung by a group, not just one person.
Well, How does it go? I've never heard the song of the cat people before.
Oh, yes you have, Mike. We all have, as a matter of fact. Okay, I'll start us off. Then when I'm done with the first line, you guys come in, okay?
But I really don't think...
Trust me, Mike. You know this song, okay? All right, here we go. Chad, could you lay in some background music, please? Here we go. And then the Shocktober Spectacular theme plays as Cat People fades out, and we get into the episode.
I love it.
In the neo-post-apocalyptic wasteland, the last video store on Earth still spreads the lost art of cinema. But during the month of October, its employees, and some special guests, shine a spotlight on horror! Welcome to the Apocalypse Video Shocktober Spooktacular! I am your creepy narrator, Immortan Hoof. For our second look into the mad and the macabre, we bring you the original 1942 cult classic, Cat People, the film that would ignite a young Paul Schrader's imagination and inspire him to make an incest-filled remake. Now, onto the quaint black and white original.
Across the centuries comes this exciting story of a modern girl cursed by an ancient legend. The legend of the cat people. Women whose kiss means death, whose love turns them into vicious, snarling beasts of prey.
Twice I've been followed by something that was not human, something that attempted to take my life. I believe that was the cat form of Irena.
Why should she wish to harm you?
Because I'm in love with her husband. It shut, Bill. Just a minute ago, it was open.
It's locked. Leave us, Irena!
Well, that was 1942's Cat People. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by Mike.
Meow.
Jackie.
Meow.
And special guest returning from the wasteland, our friend Cody.
Meow.
And Cody's new wife, who is not a Terra person, but a Cat People, Pana. Meow. 1942 Cat People. So, Pana, I'm gonna ask you first. As someone who rented and watched the 1982 version of Cat People first prior to this, and having been very upset, as we all, you know, we all heard in the beginning of the episode here, because, you know, as we all know, the show is always recording.
Always recording.
We're like Prince. Always, yeah. We always have shit recording in the
store.
It's
just wild that we're customers, that. David. You don't need to keep putting us on episodes. We got shit to do. Can we make this quick?
As someone who found that movie very offensive to your people, how would you compare the 1942 version? How does it stack up against the incest-filled 82 version of Cat People? Is it more an accurate portrayal of your people?
Well, accurate, no. But was the first one filled with incest? Yes. But at least it was sexy.
That is one thing I think all of us were saying as we were watching this movie. Like, when are they going to get down? This is like the biggest blue balls movie or moment in anything I've ever seen.
Unsexy. I mean, it's kind of built very into unsexy. The plot that they can't get down.
Yes.
Well, it got me so frustrated because there's a character in this movie called Alice. I'm like, when is Oliver going to get with Alice? When is this going to happen? What
How
the fuck?
Frustrating.
Oh, you wanted to see the extramarital affair go down.
They got pie and coffee at a diner late at night. How much saucy can it get?
It's the most intimate thing you can do with someone.
They work with each other. Come on. This spark should be flying right now. As compared to how Oliver and... Irene, is that her name?
Irina
meets
Irina, but they say it like half a dozen times, like Irina.
Which to me seems accurate to 1942 America, where like no one's bothering to learn the foreigner's name.
Woman exactly actually right. Pronounces her name.
That's a good point. That happens with us too. Like you, Dave, you've said my name probably three different times.
Differently.
Wow,
Dave.
So,
it's offensive.
Call him out, yeah.
You know, it sounds like maybe on balance, this might be a better portrayal of the cat people.
In some ways. So are cat people generally more sexier than they are in this version of cat
Absolutely.
People?
Absolutely. Dave, how do you even ask that question?
I will defer to my husband.
Cat there. People? Woo!
Well, the one other cat person we see, I'm sorry, the one other cat people we see in the movie, that random other Serbian woman at the restaurant, who everyone says like right away, like, oh, she looks like a cat. Which I think she just looks like a kind of sexy woman. Like,
she is a sexy lady.
She was just like cool and wearing like a sequined dress or something.
This movie is, you know, older than Catwoman, the character. And I was like, man, did this influence Catwoman, like the design of how she looks, at least in like the Adam West Batman? Because as soon as I see her, that's like the vibe I was getting.
I thought she just looked cool. I don't know. Maybe that's my unknown preference for cat people coming through.
Jackie, are you saying this movie awakened something?
Maybe I learned something while watching this movie. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, to be fair, I think looking in the Chattopedia, they say that they cast Simone Simon, who plays Irina, because they thought she resembled a cat somewhat. Which, I don't know, dude. What do you guys think? Does she resemble
maybe
a cat?
She
kind of
looks like a kitten.
She's not a cat.
I guess that's weird to say someone looks kind of cat-like, but I guess she does kind of have like a quirk of the eyebrow that like you could...
She also has, I would say, like, her face seems, I don't know if
young.
It's...
Young? Like, she looks like a kid.
It's young, but I was going to say it's more like, because she does look young, but it's like, her face almost looks smaller, like a cat's face.
Like a kitten.
Like a kitten.
Like a kitten.
She definitely doesn't have catitude. She lets that dude walk all over her.
I'm not sure if this predates The Wolfman or not, but like the whole vibe of this movie is, so just to kind of get into a synopsis of Cat People 1942, Irene meets Oliver in the Oliver meets Irina in the zoo, like the New York Zoo, which, as we see in the 1982 version of Cat People, is very not very caring for the animals. Very like shitty enclosures, like not a lot of room. It's literally like a prison cell.
Sidebar: The Wolfman came out in 1941.
Beat him to the punch.
So. Okay.
Before there was a cat people, there was a wolf man.
Before there was a vaguely Eastern European cat race, there was a vaguely Eastern European cursed wolf race.
Exactly. They meet and fall in love instantly over this whole thing. Like they
over her inability
in
to
can.
Dunk.
Yeah. No, no, you dame. See, you got to throw him like this. See, and then he throws him in.
I love
and
a girl who can't
fall
dunk.
In love. They instantly fall in love over throwing trash into a trash can, poorly, and then in Oliver's case, really well, because, you know, he is a man, and she is a woman, and in the 40s, you know, women couldn't do anything, apparently.
Just in the 40s?
Just in the 40s. Unless you were a cat people.
I mean, it's just the classic story of, like, meeting and falling in love with a lady who won't let you kiss her on the mouth after, like, 2 days.
It's, I mean, honestly, it's what drew me to Pana, you know?
Was it on that, which is insane because, as everybody knows, it takes years and years for a cat person to even let you look at them, let alone fall in love with you. Wow.
It's true, yeah.
So, wait, are you telling me that you were cheating on Jana?
No, Dave.
Was the chemistry just that potent between the two?
It's okay. I'm glad you asked. So it's more like, you know, the Wastelands. It's kind of an all you can fuck buffet, Dave.
Maybe really for some people it is,
maybe
Cody.
For some, yeah. I was gonna say,
you guys just gotta open up your horizons.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
all
you
I'm
guys
saying.
Don't get out of the store much.
We don't.
Oh, it couldn't be me.
Well, I mean, sounds like someone else's problem, not mine.
Hey. That's another super unrealistic thing, too, about the movie, because cat people can dunk.
But do they? Well, we'll get to that, but I was going to say, was that only in cat form or what? But
well, yeah,
anyway,
mostly in cat form, yes.
Mostly in cat form. But anyway, so they meet, they fall in love instantly, as people do in the 40s. You fall in love and are married after a week, I believe.
I think there's time skipping going on.
Maybe, but she...
Like a month, maybe, at most.
She first tells him that story about Serbian King John and the... The old wives.
Yeah, I mean, like, when they meet, she goes, like, come back to my apartment. And she has, like, a basically mansion in Manhattan for her apartment, which is interesting. And it's, like, decorated with all these, like, cat artifacts. And he's basically like, so what's the deal with all
these like
cats,
huh?
Cat stuff?
And there's specifically that one statue of a guy with a sword impaling a cat. And he's like... So what's that about? What's that mean?
And she like goes into this like, he's King John, the one who drove out the Maladukes and saved my people.
It's super fucked up too how he's like, you shouldn't have this stuff around. And it's like, people have crosses and stuff like that in their houses.
The guy, yeah.
All over America. But he's like, no, you can't have your religious artifacts.
Yeah, get your Serbian shit out of
exactly.
here.
Exactly. This is America.
You came into America. And she calls him out on it, right? She says, mm-hmm. In your house, don't you have paintings of George Washington? Which he probably doesn't have paintings of George Washington and all that. But it is funny.
He could. No one would bat an eye.
Are you admiring my statue?
Yeah, not exactly. Who's it supposed to be?
King John.
Oh, King John. The Magna Carta and all that stuff.
Oh, no. King John of Serbia. He was a fine king. He drove the Mamelukes out of Serbia and freed the people.
Well, why have this around?
Well, perhaps you have in your room a picture of George Washington or Abraham Lincoln.
Well, what does it mean? Why is he spearing that cat?
Oh, it's not really a cat. It's meant to represent the evil ways into which my village had once fallen.
But the base of the cat people story from her village back in Serbia was that, like, the cat people are these, like, descendants of the...
Satanists.
Like, of manifestations of evil, basically.
You guys can see it, but Jana just like did a little metal sign and stuck out her tongue. And said
she was like, hell yeah.
I do not worship Satan.
and it's tied
I don't
really
in. Buy that, Bonnie. Feta.
It's tied in with this like myth that if she were to be like intimate with a man or even like kiss someone on the lips, like she'll turn into a cat people and kill and be lustful or something.
Or if she gets jealous of her lover.
I guess that too.
Oh, I missed that part.
It was weird. And then this guy, Oliver, is just right away like, cool story. Sounds like some old wives' tale. Let's get married.
No, what he basically is from that is like, what I'm taking from this is I should buy you a surprise kitten.
Yeah, he buys her a kitten. And that's our first little hint that, because the cat, when it sees her, is like freaking out and hissing.
Good cat.
Good cat acting across the board. All these poor cats who get like manhandled for the sake of film.
Yeah, he kept him in a shoe.
It was fucked up that he brought to work with him.
Like, I kept saying, like, I don't see any air holes. Like, Cody, you had to convince me several
times.
There
were air holes, but it doesn't make it okay.
Barely.
Yeah.
And I love how he's just like, yeah, we don't want this cat anymore. Can we trade it in? And the woman at the pet store was like, yeah.
Oh, of course.
This is just a used item. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, Pana, you need to understand.
I don't think you're over your ex-wife, Cody.
Awkward.
Don't make a cat person. Don't make a cat people jealous.
Cody, I think you're in sort of your own Irene Alice situation here.
Irina.
Do you wish that you had traded in your cat for a bird person?
Oh, the other way around? Wow.
Shit, this is really messy what we're witnessing.
I have nothing to say. I was just trying to make a fun joke about having a game crazy at the Apocalypse video, but that's fine. It's fine. I don't need to fucking talk about it.
So the other, major character that we follow in this is Alice, who is Oliver's co-worker, who is
the real star of the movie.
Yeah, the breakout. And she is in love with him when she tells him, like, after he's married, but in a very, like, you know, my pal, I know I'm friend zoned. Anyway, I'm in love with you. What's up?
Yeah,
let's go get some pie.
She very much glossed over it.
I just can't help it. I can't bear to see you unhappy. I love you too darn much, and I don't care if you do know it, Ollie. I love you. I'm sorry. Forget it. There's Irina. You're in love with her.
I don't know. All this trouble has made me think. I don't know what love really is. I don't know even whether I'm in love with Irina.
I know what love is. It's understanding. It's you and me and let the rest of the world go by. It's just the two of us living our lives together, happily and proudly. No self-torture, no doubt. It's enduring and it's everlasting. Nothing can change it. Nothing can change us, Ollie. That's what I think love is.
I love it. Yeah, it's a good. It was like a genuinely good like love confession, I think, where it was very much like, listen, like, I know nothing's going to happen.
It's not going to happen,
like, just,
I get it.
You should know. I am in love with you. But anyway.
And meanwhile, he's gripping his light table so hard it's cracking because he just needs to nut.
Because he has not even kissed his lawful wife.
I haven't
wife.
Even kissed my wife.
I haven't even seen her naked. Like, it's just like,
yeah, they sleep
like
in
whenever
separate
she goes
bedrooms.
Into the other room. Yeah, they have separate bedrooms, and he just constantly is just on the other end of the door like, you all right in there?
Hey, Irina.
Let me smell your shoe.
Are you in some sort of state of undress? I just need to know.
Could you just, like, tell me about it?
Tell me what you're wearing or not wearing in great detail.
I think, like, through most of the movie, that's all we were saying is we were just making, like, no-nut jokes.
Yeah, and joking about how there was just jizz all over the apartment. Oh, my God, that's sticky.
His half of the apartment is just sticky.
Oh, that reminds me. So we never see, I don't think we ever see Oliver's place before this. Like,
no, Oliver for sure is homeless.
Yeah, you kept making jokes about that, too. Oh, he was like, yeah, listen, I love you. What if you're married? You have a house.
You have a house. Mansion in New York.
You have property, and I'm looking to buy. I'm Mary up.
Also, if I start telling people that you're crazy and a cat person, I can have your house.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Now that's an angle.
Mm-hmm. You really, it's all him.
You unlocked this whole fucking
He's
movie
the
for
evil
me.
Mastermind.
This is actually a sequel to or prequel. I forget when that other movie came out. The movie Gaslighter. Gaslighting?
The one the one where the term comes from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From this movie, cat people.
You know him and Alice moved into that shit after. They
Oh,
she's dead in the zoo. All right. Her apartment is ours.
Technically, my marriage wasn't annulled, so what's hers is mine.
Well,
now.
They do pointedly have that conversation towards the end of the movie with the psychiatrist about,
the
like,
creepy psychiatrist.
If the fucking creepy psychiatrist, who I'm glad, spoilers, gets mauled to death by
spoilers
a cat
for
people.
1942's cat people.
But they have that conversation about, like, well, so we can, she's been acting super duper crazy and she's like stalking Alice and
we should
we'll go through it, but they specifically have a conversation about, like, her mental health and, like, if they institutionalize her, what happens. But let's get back into the plot.
Well, the crucial detail is when they go to return the kitten at the store, all the animals are freaking out over Irina. It's causing a heck of a commotion. And the store has monkeys. I also wanted to note
just
that.
Just side note.
Pet stores in the 40s are wild. It reminds me of Bartertown.
Neither here nor there, but I must say, they had monkeys.
There were monkeys. Okay, honey, shall we trade it out?
I really like her reaction to this, like, horrific scene of every animal just, like, losing its shit. And she's like, yeah, animals don't like me. That's, I don't know. I'll just wait outside.
Yeah, I guess I'm, like, cursed or something. Whatever.
Shall we go back now and select just which little birdie?
You go, please, Oliver. You pick the one you like. I'd rather stay here.
Of course. I'll only be a minute.
Animals are ever so psychic. There are some people who just can't come in here. My dear brother's wife, for instance. She's a very nice girl. I've got nothing against her, but you just should see what happens when she puts her foot inside this place. The cats particularly. They seem to know. You can fool everybody. But Landy, dearie me, you can't fool a cat. They seem to know who's not right, if you know what I mean.
And I love how the old lady is like, oh yeah, animals can always tell a bad seed. And she's like, anyway, here's your bird.
Here's a bird to give to that lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you brought me a little kitten in a tiny box.
Thanks.
Take a look here. Yeah, still alive.
Yeah, your wife is evil. Anyway, here's your bird.
Oh, yeah, the friendly kitten hates your wife? Huh. Interesting.
Interesting. Making no conclusions of it, but yeah. Interesting.
The most pure soul imaginable.
That's none of my business. Yeah. I just run a pet shop.
I just take care of these monkeys.
Don't
That's
ask
right, my pet
help.
Shop is mostly monkeys.
And the birds were in the tiniest cages I've ever seen.
Yeah. There was nothing humane about any of the enclosures.
Can you imagine how bad it smells in there?
Oh, man.
Just because of the old lady alone, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, and I didn't see kitty litters or anything like that. So
unless we may not have seen it, but maybe the ground was just completely covered in newspaper.
The ground of the store.
Yes. Yeah. All of the ground is newspaper and like hay and stuff.
Yeah, that store's not getting
the
security deposit back.
It's the 40s. What? No. It's the 1940s.
Yeah, it was the dark ages.
So I think, like, basically after that they get married and there's like a weird wedding scene. It's sort of like a reception, I think we're seeing.
It's just the reception, but it's in like a Persian restaurant.
Serbian restaurant.
Serbian.
It's been Serbian the
whole
time.
Which
I
like that it was
Serbian.
Like, oh, I'm glad you found a Serbian place in Manhattan.
With pig's heads in the windows.
And that's
what
where
were
the
they,
cat lady.
They, like, legit had like a cauldron that they were like,
yes.
What was that?
The signature cocktail or what? Like,
is it like mulled wine or a stew or?
I'm bringing out a full cauldron and like a ladle and tiny cups, and it's like, anyway, to your wife.
Yeah, I hear you Serbian chicks like to drink out of cauldrons. Is that the case?
I heard you're descended from witches and Satanists.
And I love how, again, an old white dude is like, oh, I learned a Serbian word. Da-da-da-da. She's like, that means, you know, fool or thief or whatever. He's like, oh, well, drink. Aren't I a scamp? But it's like,
That moment in the restaurant also has a good moment where his coworker tells their boss, like, look at her. The boss, like, wipes his mouth, grabs his glasses, fully turns his body to look at it. Let me scope out this broad.
Like, oh,
I'm not interested.
Look at that woman. Isn't she something? Looks like a cat.
All right, looks like
Let me get my peeping glasses on.
That woman was hot as shit, though.
You're talking about the other cat people we see in the movie.
Yes, she was.
The obviously sexy cat.
Moi sestra.
I'd like to see a movie
sestra.
About her life.
Yeah, right?
I was shocked.
Cat people life.
Shocked that she never came back.
I know, it was just a one scene thing, and she just comes over and she says, Moya sestra, which is my sister, and Irina, like, does the cross over herself, and then the cat lady walks out, and everyone's like, what was that about? And she's just like, I don't know.
Did she, like, book a flight from Serbia to Manhattan just for that?
Just to come intimidate
she probably thought to herself, like, oh, God, that's one of those incestual cat people. Get away, go, go.
That's
go
a
away.
Different tribe.
Well, and it's like, is this other cat people? She was just out to dinner herself, and she looks up, and she's like, oh, it's a cat person.
It's
just like me. What's up? Hey, girl.
It's their, you know, Serbian restaurant. It stands to reason that perhaps this was like the Little Serbia, you know, of New York.
Yeah, we're in Little Serbia.
And obviously, yeah, this cat people, she's living her full best life. She's accepted Satan into her heart. She gets to dress up as hot as she wants, and she's like, I'm going to go out on town. I'm going to fuck. I'm going to fight. I'm going to have a great life.
I'm going to turn into cat people. I'm going to kill people.
I'm going to kill.
Yeah. She's living the best cat.
Yeah, because she's accepted. She's like, it's no longer the fear that Irina has, right? Irina's like not, it almost seems like Irina's not even certain that she is a cat people until, you know, she's just afraid of the possibility
of that.
She's probably never turned into a cat people
before.
Because she's never kissed anyone on the mouth. Not like that clear slut.
I really like the way you hit the S on that one. That clear slut.
But then, go ahead.
At this point, we spend basically what feels like the next 3 hours of No Nut November here in the Irina and Oliver household. Just constant scenes of just like, can we please kiss? Or can I at least hold your hand for God's sake?
Oliver's just like switching between smoking and drinking nonstop.
At first, he's like, yeah, I'll give you as long as you want. And then like the next day, he's like, so are you ready?
Was it time? Well, to the point that he sends her to the psychiatrist, Dr. Judd, to be like, can you figure out what's wrong with her? So we can run into this little thing.
Let me give it to you straight, Doc. She's not giving it to me.
She's mentally ill. She won't have sex.
Doc, I haven't even seen her naked. Help me out here.
Doc, you wouldn't believe this, right? I'm a homeless man living in New York City. I just hang out at the zoo 24/7.
Finally meet a girl.
I've been practicing my hook shot all day, every day. I see this dame. We hit it off. She's loaded, Doc. Loaded.
The doctor, like, there's a cool, a cool scene, I think, when the doctor is, like, having the first, like, appointment with her. It's all, like, dark and everything.
Is that weird, like, spotlight thing on her face?
Spotlight on her. It looks cool. Looks moody. Looks real, like, old noir kind of vibes.
I don't think any of us have really revealed our hand as to how we feel about this movie, but I will say as one positive for this movie, I think they did a really good job with like the lighting in a lot of the scenes, and it looked really cool and noirish.
Looks
and
good. It's good movie.
David, would you say one positive?
Knowing what we know about this creeper, though, now that I'm thinking about it again, I'm like, I don't know that I wanted her to be hypnotized by this guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust this guy hypnotizing anyone.
He's a problem.
I don't like him. Once again, I'm glad he is mauled to death.
Well, I think thinking back on it, I think he kind of like Oliver fell under her cat people spell and suddenly becomes like obsessed with her. He's like, you didn't come to our last session, doll.
We don't know that he wasn't already like that, though. I mean, yeah,
that's true. That's true.
He was already just like a serial like predator. Yeah.
Yes. Jackie, you don't get it. Dave called it out. He's a fine doctor, obviously. It's her fault. It's
no
the woman's fault.
To ruin the man's career over something like this.
Fault. That's how it works.
A predator knows a predator. And that man is a predator.
Well, to reveal something here, when I'm not working, I'm usually at the Bartertown Zoo throwing trash into a trash can hoping to pick up the dames.
Oh, I hoping the you dame as a predator will... the minute I saw you, Dave.
You pegged him?
All right.
So Alice.
Our gal Alice.
So like while she's, you know, going to the psychiatrist and then not going to the psychiatrist and just like visiting, because she goes to the psychiatrist once and is like, fuck that, and just goes to the
zoo. Well, importantly, speaking of Alice, she goes to the psychiatrist once and then she's like, oh, I guess I feel better. And she comes home and Alice and Oliver are chatting and then he's like, oh, how was your therapy, babe? I was just telling Alice all about how you're crazy and like believe you're like fucked up Serbian shit and won't fuck me. And then she's like upset and he's like, whoa, that's weird. Why?
I'm sorry, Irina. I'm sure neither Oliver nor I had any notion of offending you. I'm dreadfully sorry.
Goodbye, Alice.
Darling, really, there's no reason to...
Oliver, how can you discuss such things, such intimate things about me? How much did you tell her?
Oh, you can tell Alice anything. She's such a good egg, she can understand anything.
There are some things a woman doesn't want other women to understand.
Yeah, It's kind of wild how in the wrong he is in these exchanges.
Oh, and even Alice, like, they're both just like, we didn't think that would upset you just to talk about your mental health behind your back.
This is skipping ahead a little bit, but there's a great part of that, Cody, where the three of them are at the museum for some reason. I don't know why
they ditch her.
And then they're just like, hey, Irena, you're looking kind of bored. You should probably enjoy this. Leave. And she's like,
she even says, no, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's like,
and he's
no.
like, okay, just leave.
Okay, but seriously, just leave. We'll meet you in an hour.
Irena, like, you upset. Don't get the intricacies of shipbuilding and knots like me and my gal Alice did.
Yeah, Alice gets ships.
Was Alice? Okay, so I thought she was an engineer, but Cody thought she was a secretary.
I thought they were both based off this movie. She's probably a secretary.
Realistically, she was. Even in terms of the time, like if she was doing engineer work, she would still be called a secretary.
You know, it's exactly, the '40s. Yeah. A lot of that was kind of the time when a lot of women were starting to do jobs because men were like at war.
She was probably doing the work if she was not, you know.
Yeah, she was probably getting paid as a secretary. Yeah. But she was probably doing.
Yeah, she probably was like, I was running this office a year ago, and you motherfuckers. Yeah.
Oliver was probably like, it's not as hot to say that I'm in love with an engineer. I'm going to say that I've got the hots for the secretary.
I was probably thinking, you know, if you weren't so damn cute, Oliver, I would. You are a handsome 1940s man, and you're irresistible to me.
Got a big square jaw, right?
He looks like the man when they molded Henry Cavill. I feel like this would have been one of the inspirations for the mold.
Some shapes from him. Understandably, Irena gets more and more like upset and jealous and like disillusioned and starts feeling crazy.
Is it the pie night that she finally turns into a cat people?
Well, first she's like, she's hanging around the zoo more. She's like figuring out like how easy it would be to like get the key.
To my favorite character in this movie, the groundskeeper.
Groundskeeper.
No, he was awful.
I tell you, these leopards are evil creatures.
Leopards are evil?
In the book of Revelation.
It's good you didn't come at night when I beat the animals with my broom.
Such an asshole.
With my keys, they let me do anything I want in here.
Always leaving the keys. It felt like a video game moment or something where it's like, oh yeah, always leaving the keys in the leopard. Yeah,
in the leopard cage.
I think he did that hoping they'd get out so we could shoot them. That's how much he hated them.
Wow, yeah, he's just looking for a reason to snuff a leopard out.
I understand, Pana, why you'd have these strong feelings.
You were hissing a lot during this scene. Anytime the zookeeper showed up, you're like,
honestly, when your tail was getting fluffed up, it was kind of blocking my view.
It got really fluffy.
Nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. I straight went a courting. All right, nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. I straight. Well, I ain't seen you here in some time, ma'am.
Been married for almost a month.
That's what I tell this critter. Nobody comes to see him when they're happy. No, sir. Monkey house in the air where he gets all the happy customers.
But he's beautiful.
No, he ain't beautiful. He's an evil critter, ma'am. You read your Bible, Revelation, where the book's talking about the worst beast of them all. It says, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
Like unto a leopard?
Yes, ma'am. Like a leopard, but not a leopard. I guess that fits this fella.
Yes, it fits him.
Nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. I straight went according. Best wishes for your marriage, ma'am. Nothing else to do.
This is when Alice confesses that she loves Oliver, and then they go and have a like platonic sort of, you know, pie and coffee. And like Irena starts calling the office to like menacingly not say anything on the phone to Alice. And so Alice is like, well, that's weird, but I'll just walk to the bus myself alone at night. And that's something's following me down this dark alley that sounds like a big scary animal.
And then she gets on the bus going the opposite direction of where she was walking.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to walk a little bit out of the way to get to the bus stop, you know.
She just wanted to be with other people to be safe.
You just wanted to.
Yes, you're definitely safe in New York City around other people.
Well, this is the 40s. Everyone was trustworthy, see?
True.
Yeah, all the criminals were at war.
Called the government.
Oh, man. But after this, she gets home and he's just like, where were you? We looked everywhere for you. We ditched you at 3 o'clock and we couldn't find you after that.
Yeah. What, were you upset for some reason?
Don't give me that, Oliver. I knew you were having pie and coffee. That's a euphemism for holding hands if I ever heard
She's
one.
Like,
you son of a bitch.
I was just walking around the zoo at night. What?
I do like the moment too in the cafe. Just going back. I love seeing old timey restaurants in movies. And I love that like the server was like, you want chicken gumbo? And he was like, no. And she was like, no one wants chicken gumbo. Like,
that made me think. Like, because as we all know, the 1982 Cat People set in New Orleans, where that plays heavily into the script of or the story of that movie. It made me wonder if Paul Schrader, the writer-director of Cat People 82.
Just because of that line,
was like, that would be an interesting scene.
He saw the one black person featured in the movie in a somewhat problematic context, but she does get that one cue line. She's like, no one wants the chicken gumbo.
I just imagine, as a sidebar to kind of discuss the remake, the 82 remake, it makes me wonder if, like, because as you're all just talking, like, this whole movie is about, like, you know, like, frustration, sexual frustration, and just it makes me wonder if Paul Schrader's like, what if I do the opposite of all this? What if I have a lot of sex in the movie? What if I focus on this lady in the restaurant and make it all about Louisiana, New Orleans, whatever?
Gumbo. I think he made the right decision.
A gumbo.
I'm just imagining like Paul Schrader's notes as he's watching the old one. And he's like done watching and it looks and just says like gumbo ?
And then gumbo underlined incessant. Three times.
That's an interesting point, Dave. He's like, okay, everything this movie doesn't have, it doesn't have sex. I'll put lots of that in there.
Doesn't have David Bowie.
A decidedly lack of David Bowie here, I see.
No David Bowie. I'll put lots of that in there.
And incest. That'll be the key element.
And I think just a little sprinkling all over it of incest.
Probably
the big thing, way more cat people in 82 cat people than there are in the 42 cat people.
Yeah, does this lead
maybe
us into
two cat people?
The only scene, I think, that mirror each other. The pool scene.
It's like the exact same scene in both movies. Like the way it's shot.
So the first cat people scene where she's stalking Alice was after the coffee date, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think this is the one after the museum. So when they're at the museum and they're like, hey, fucking, why don't you just sit in the lobby
for an
hour?
Get the fuck out of
here,
Irina.
And
Irina, you're really harsh on my mellow. I'm trying to bone down on Alice.
We cut to Alice, who's like going to this cool looking like fitness center. And she goes to like getting her swimsuit and
which for this movie it may as well have just been like straight up porno, like oh my god, like I just imagine people in the audience in 1942 like fanning themselves like
there's a scene where Arena's like you don't see anything but there's a scene where she's naked in the bathtub.
You see like her shoulder and also she's crying.
Well, I'm just saying like
Bakers can't be choosers, you know. Mike takes what he can get.
I just imagine Oliver in that scene when she's in the bathtub just peering through the eye hole.
Crying.
He's like, oh, that's a shoulder.
But yeah, like that this pool scene, like there are some shots like, you know, where it not for black and white, it looks literally like the exact same shot. The way the shadow of the water is like kind of playing on the wall. Yeah.
And she's standing like in the corner when that lady comes in. I swear they're standing like the exact same position.
It almost looked like the same pool too. Like honestly, like I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of did the same layout for the remake.
Yeah, Paul Schrader was like, you know, this 40-year-old movie, it's just about gumbo in this one pool scene.
This one extremely claustrophobic pool.
I'm going to recreate the pool and make the gumbo.
And make the gumbo.
Like,
you know
I just
what?
Like, these are like little blips of like good moments in this 42 version of Cat People. I like the scene when Alice is walking home alone through dangerous New York City, you know, and she hears the cat person behind her. Like, you know, as a horror scene, it's like a
your typical horror scene. Like, you hear the thing behind her, she looks behind her, and she keeps walking, and then they have, like, a fake-out scare. Like, this is what a horror movie should have.
Good sound effects where you hear the footsteps behind her, but then the footsteps, like, stop.
Again, and getting back to the lighting, it was really well lit and creepy. Like, this was good. This movie could have used more of that, which, as Pana said, we only get, like, two instances, really, like, of cat people in this movie. That moment where you don't see her, you get the, you know, the lead-up, and then she... You get three.
You get the pool, and then the finale.
The rule of threes, of course.
The rule of threes, yes, of course. It could have used a bit more. And it's funny I say that. This movie, as we were starting this, we saw the runtime and was just like, oh, good, it's like an hour and 13 minutes. Perfect.
Yep.
However.
Perfect.
Like, perfect. However, though, was I the only one who thought this movie felt way longer than it actually was?
I disagree. It felt breezy to me. It felt like I was watching like a...
I wouldn't say breezy.
Well, it went by. It felt like an hour 13. I'll say that. It felt like an extra long episode of The Twilight Zone.
No, it definitely felt longer. It did not feel breezy. It but that's, you know, I'm glad that the time passed for you, as it should. For me, there was a bit of dilation where it felt like... It felt... You know, it's interesting because the 1982 cat people... is long, and you really like stew in it for a long time, but it feels like a lot happens.
Like a gumbo.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
This movie,
like a gumbo.
Yeah, like a gumbo.
Did you all catch that? Like a gumbo.
Like a gumbo. Yeah.
All Schrader was right all along, man.
Yeah, gumbo. But yeah, that's I thought it was felt longer for sure.
Pana, what do you think?
I think that they could have really cut down on the Oliver stuff.
How many times can we see a guy not nut and just be frustrated? It's just like, we get it. Move on.
And why did we have to watch him eating pie and ordering his stupid pie? I just don't like him.
Well, so, Pana, the implication, right? He wants to eat the pie. You know what I mean? He's so frustrated, he's like, all I want in the world is to eat this pie.
Get it? Pie. He turns to he looks into the camera. Get it? You know what this is supposed
I'm
to symbolize,
I'm fucking frustrated.
Right?
Get it?
He ordered apple pie, not cherry pie.
I mean,
he
took
wants
what
to eat ass. But she won't do that because that'll release evil into the world.
Sorry.
So when do we get to? When do we get to Oliver coming home and Irina saying, "Oh, I'm finally over all my stuff and I love you so much."
That's basically like,
"Oh, by the way, I'm in love with Alex."
Basically, yeah, we're there. Like after the pool scene,
she cooks him a dinner or something. She's like, "Hey, I'm cured."
She has like a breakthrough appointment with the psychiatrist. Like the psychiatrist shows up and is like being all creepy while she's at the zoo, and she's like, "Fine, I'll go back to see you." And they have like a intense conversation where she's like, yeah, all right, screw it. I think I'm over this. I'm cured.
I could be cured,
and,
sure.
And
is
she's
this
like,
really what the... Is this what the 1940s was like, where a man could say, and what if I kissed you, and a woman just says, well, I wouldn't like that very much.
I think that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad we're in the wasteland now.
It's much simpler these days.
Yeah, I'd like to think. I hope things are improved on that front on the waste, but as we talked about earlier, I don't get out much. So. Yeah,
it seems, Mike, I can't help but notice it does seem like your chain got shorter since the last time I saw you. Is Dave not letting you out for water anymore? Or?
You know, now that you mention it, I think my chain has been getting one link shorter every week.
Interesting.
So. It's almost like funny when he comes home because she's like setting up like a comically nice dinner with like candles and just like arranging everything.
It's like
perfectly.
Next to a roaring fire.
Like, oh, hi, honey. Guess what? I'm cured. And yeah, he's just like, well, too late. Too late. I'm in love with Alice now.
I'm sorry. Love you, babe, but it's too late.
Remember when we were at the museum and I was like, leave for an hour? If you didn't guess
That's
by now.
That's when we fell in love.
I'll just say I had a lot of pie in that hour.
Oliver, I went back to Dr. Dredd's office. I'm no longer afraid.
Believe me, Irina, I'd been the happiest man in the world if you told me that a little while ago. But things have changed. I had to learn... Maybe through this marriage of ours. I didn't want to tell you this. But now you see, I have to. I love Alice. Irene, it's too late.
Too late?
Well, there seems only one decent thing for me to do. I'll give you a divorce. Well, believe me, it's better this way.
Better? Better for whom?
Irene, I...
Speak. You can't speak. There's nothing you can say. There's only silence.
And she gets real cat-like. She, like falls down onto a... sinks into a couch. She's kind of, like, looking away like a cat would. And is, like, literally clawing the couch.
She clawed the couch.
And just like, leave, just leave. And he does. I don't know where. He probably goes back to get more pie.
Roams the streets. Yeah.
Yeah. He goes back to his old alleyway.
He's like, well, it looks like now I'm moving in with Alice.
Yeah. Hopefully Alice has got a place because I'm on.
And then there's the other stalking cornered scene in the office.
He goes back to the office where Alice is at, like late at night.
Yeah.
How late are these people working?
Well, Alice needs, as we said, Alice needs to do everything for this office.
You and know,
she does
coffee.
All the work. So she has to work a lot of late nights.
And I think they haven't been working like the last few days when that happens because they're so distracted by the cat people stuff. So I think they're like, oh shit, we got like the presentation for the client tomorrow and we've done nothing.
We've done nothing but get coffee.
Shit, we haven't made this boat at all.
Oh my god, they're supposed to sail it across the Atlantic tomorrow.
Fuck!
I can't believe we did this again.
I was too worried about cat people.
That's the cliff, like the stinger for this movie. Like, and the ship we were designing was the Titanic.
Oh no!
Or it could be like, we gotta hurry up. D-Day is tomorrow. We gotta get out of here.
We gotta plan D-Day from this engineering.
It really turned the whole thing on its head that it was like, and that's how they won the war. So
they were designing the atomic bomb.
Oh, God.
This is a cool scene, though, with all those light tables and.
And the T squares.
Yeah,
a
symbol of Christ.
Well, they were put on the wall as if they were guns or something. It's like, let me grab my faithful T-square.
Yeah, you guys might not have heard it on your side of the room, but Dave could not stop talking about the T-square.
He was like, I hope he uses that T-square.
He saw those on the wall. He's like, he's got to use the T-square.
He used the T-square.
And then he reaches back and he grabs a T-square, and Dave's just like gripping the couch so
and
tight.
And wields it like a crucifix.
Let the power of Christ compel you.
Just like King John.
Yep.
Oh, we forgot to mention this. There actually is some cool imagery, like when she's getting hypnotized or whatever by Dr. Judd. Like,
oh,
at one
yeah.
point, doesn't she see like King George, like
John.
Yes. Or King John, like
yeah.
that?
I don't know if it's that scene too, but there's another scene where there's like cartoon cats walking at the camera.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
That was that one.
Was that true to life, Pana?
Yeah, that's what our kittens look like.
They look two-dimensional.
They're two-dimensional, and then when they come of age, they become three-dimensional.
They're called kittoons when they're young.
Okay.
There's so much I need to learn about your culture.
Well, you never go outside, so. That's except true. To dig for marijuana, I think, Cody.
Oh, that's right. So. Yeah. No.
What? Well, I don't remember sharing any of this information.
I have to find the good shit, you know?
Digging for it?
Hey. You ever had catnip?
Oh, tell me more.
That's the good shit.
All right.
I'll try some nip.
I'll try anything once.
You know, I gotta say, I like your new wife a lot better than your old wife, Cody. Like, your old wife was very violent.
Well, again, it's the wasteland. You take what you can get. You know, sometimes that violence, it is dangerous, but it's a power you need. But I'm not saying she was better in any way, shape, or form, Pana. That's not what I'm saying. You know, you were also, your people, the cat people, they are... You know, it really feels like love when you earn it, but you do scratch a lot, and that's okay.
But I've only eaten two of your friends.
And
it was because they kissed me.
And those are friends that I can afford to lose, you know?
You're cool, though.
You're not like the other girls.
This is an audio medium. The audience can't see it, but Jana is wearing a really cool shirt that says... Sorry.
Who, David? David, who? Hold on, who? Who?
Wow, David, come on.
None of us are over it.
Pana is wearing a really cool shirt that says 420 Nippet. I think, you know, she's down with it. She's cool.
I'm down with the nip. And nips.
Back to the movie.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not cool with nip and nips, then, like, stop listening to
this. Lose our number.
Nip life, bro.
Remind me what happens at the end. Like, so they basically just... Oh, that's right. He basically has the T-square. He uses, like, a cross. She leaves. She turns back into her human form, and then she goes back to the zoo and releases the...
She goes back to the apartment where Dr. Judd had been laying in wait for her with his, like... Sword cane,
yeah.
And then once she gets back, is like, "You're lying about the cat person thing, aren't you?" And like kisses her, and then she's like, "Oh, well, there's my evil coming out. Guess what? I'm gonna fucking maul you to death, bro."
Which was kind of a rad scene. I was like rooting for, I mean, I think we were all rooting for.
We wanted the Panther to win. Yeah,
hell yeah. Definitely. This guy's a creep.
Also, Alice and Oliver called the apartment to talk to Dr. Judd and is like, "Did you know he was going to be there?"
Yeah, right?
It seemed to suggest that they wouldn't, because he did go back up to, like, "Oh, I forgot my cane. Let me leave the door unlocked for me
but
to creep in."
I guess
in.
They were all like, "Oh, I guess he's hanging out."
Oh, it's so crazy that we just left Dr. Judd back at the place. Oh,
it's so
wild.
It's so crazy.
Let's go bang.
That we're calling the apartment, because even though we don't know he's there to warn him that she's coming.
You know, and now that you say it like that, this movie might not be a great movie.
What?
We haven't said our final thoughts yet.
Unbelievably, I think I was the only one who kind of suggested as my thoughts on the movie. Ordinarily, we're usually pretty upfront about how we feel about a movie, but we're really saving it till the end.
It's kind of, it's apropos. We're kind of being coy like a cat.
We're playing with our food.
Before we kill it!
Before we kill it. And as, speaking of killing, as the film ends, Irina, who was... like punctured by the sword cane, it like broke off in her shoulder. She stumbles to the zoo across the street and finally unlocks the panther's cage and lets it out. And then it kind of mauls her too, and then jumps over the fence at the zoo and immediately is hit by a car and dies, which is a huge bummer.
Absolutely terrible. And of all the things to happen after, like, oh, she finally did it. She let it out, and you're like, like, immediately dead. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I didn't really understand the ending, because they ran over the panther, and it was dead, and then she was dead, and I felt...
She turns into a panther,
yeah,
too,
well,
she?
I felt like it was supposed to be like, oh, is that her, or is that the
well, then Oliver
that
says,
got hit by a car?
She never lied to us.
Yeah, like, it's like, it's so obvious that she was actually a panther, but they did such a weird cut between the car running over the panther and then going back to her, like you're almost supposed to question, oh, is it her or was it the panther that got hit by the car? Were people dumber in the 1940s?
I think that was that they had connected the dots, like, at the apartment when they saw that Dr. Judd had clearly been killed by a panther, and then they see her with the sword still in her, where it's like, okay, so she was a panther. Mm-hmm. She did turn into a panther after all. They don't really have the context for, like, why she then let the actual panther out of the cage, but they can just see that, like, she's dead right there, and they're like, well, I guess she was telling the truth. Oops.
And Wyatt immediately died.
I thought it was unusual about this version of the cat people, too. Like, you figure, like, she's a cat people. You figure that other cats would be cool with her. I thought that was unusual that
other
cats...
No, they hate her.
They hate her. Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised about cats and cat people by extension. You know, sometimes they like each other when they're like siblings.
That's true.
But if it's like just another cat, you'd have there's no telling how.
Yeah, and that cat, I mean, the way that
they don't
we
all
saw
know
it,
each other.
It was a pretty angry cat, rightfully so.
Yeah, Dave, not all cats know each other. They're not all online in the cat rooms.
Okay.
You cats. Sorry, that's a really harsh, insensitive thing to say. You cats. I'm sorry.
It's a weird... honestly, Dave, that's a weird joke that you're like, let me go out on a limb for this one. You know what? Cody just knocked it out of the park with a great another top tier great cat pun, and I'm gonna get weirdly racist. But hey, man, your show, you do you.
As I said, I need to get out more.
Is this some sort of like cat whistle to all your wasteland racist friends?
Oh God,
I'm kind of starting to see.
I can't be stopped. I gotta get out of here.
I'm kind of starting to see why Jenna ate your friends.
Oh, look at the time.
This episode of Apocalypse Video brought to you by MyPillow. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, God.
Topical.
I'll start it off. I did not like this movie.
Well, how was it compared to 82? Did you like it less or more?
Less.
Less. Okay.
Way, it had less, showed less. I liked it less.
I like that review.
It's a good review.
It had less. It showed less.
I liked it less.
What about you, Cody?
It's terrible that we saw it and we thought, oh, 73 minutes, perfect. And then I was like, oh no, it feels forever. I think discussing it more just now, I appreciate some things about it a lot more, but I still didn't particularly enjoy the movie.
Did you like the 1980s movie?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Paul Schrader's got my number, I think. I like most of his things that I'm
seeing. I think they also did a better job with the draw that the cat people had on people than they did in the 1980s.
It was like an actual
version.
Thing. Yeah. Like it was an actual like alluring thing that she was mm-hmm. doing to people.
But the 1940s
knowledge.
Were just like... Oh, it's a woman. I kind of like this doll. She's got a hold on me. Oh, by the way, I'm in love with Alice now.
You're a woman. No, you have a
everyone has that draw.
In New York City.
But in the 1980s version, he never stops having that draw to her.
Yeah, we see scenes of him like sweating in bed and shit. Like, I can't get over
her. Well,
I'm going
sick. And he also knows that it's like fucked up too. He knows, but he can't resist. Mm-hmm. Like, people are calling him out on it. Like, it's an actual thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike?
I think I might have liked it the most out of anyone. I liked it. I didn't like love it, but I thought it was like it felt short to me. Like it, and I like that it was short. And it was like, I don't know. It was just moody, like a nice little moody thing. I liked there was enough like kind of standout. I thought really good scenes like the pool scene, the walking home scene, and like just funny 1940s stuff going on that was fun to keep me interested. But you know, yeah, it could have used more David Bowie. It could have used more horrific scenes of transforming into a cat. You know, so
seems to me like the 1940s were fun for everybody unless you were a different ethnicity
in any way.
If you were not a white man.
If you were not, it was fun for white men.
Just picking up women on the streets, picking up women with like rich like mansions, marrying
zoo.
Them a week later at the zoo. Yeah. The only skill you needed really was to be able to throw trash into a trash can.
He had absolute authority to send her to an insane asylum.
Yeah, we didn't really talk to him
about
that.
Oh, yeah. Like, he could just be like, listen, my wife is not having sex with me. Can you lock her up so I can marry this other
insane,
woman?
She's clearly insane, doctor.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's so
but
funny,
you can't divorce
like,
her.
The doctor's like, well, you have to get in an old if you want to sleep with Alice.
No, I love how they're like, no, you definitely can't divorce her. Just send her to an insane asylum.
Yeah.
Like, getting divorced from this man is worse than going to an insane asylum.
And God, what would this 1940s insane asylum be?
Bad.
Oh, man. It would be... I mean, what would it be? I don't think I've ever really seen like movies
It'd
from insane
like,
asylums from the 40s.
You know, pre One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest kind of
there'd
fucked
be a
up
lot
shit.
Of lobotomy.
Yeah, she would just
forced.
Be like within like a year, she would be like a shell of a human.
Yeah, they diagnose her with like terminal
Hysteria.
Like frigidity, and then put a needle up her nose. And, yeah.
We're going to
brain.
Assign you. We're going to assign you, Irina, to the non-putting out ward. It's this way.
I mean, you jest, but yeah, that's
yeah.
You're not
well, isn't that how like vibrators were invented? Like they
well,
were like,
was,
oh, these
that
women
was
have
even
hysteria.
Before that, but
was that before?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was along those lines. Anyway, I also kind of enjoyed this movie. I don't think I saw the 80s one, so I was blissfully unaware of all the incest and stuff.
We made a whole Cat People section of just that movie after we watched it.
You know, and that's fine for the 80s, but for the 40s, there were a lot of great shoulder pads in this movie, and I liked that. That's my review.
I'm going to grab a Pana's copy of Cat People out of the Dropbox and give it to you, Jackie. I think you might like that version of the movie.
Okay.
Well,
I'm interested to hear your take on the 80s version, Jackie.
I know right now the Cat People section is just 50 copies of the 80s movie.
Now it gets one copy.
I would like to petition for at least one copy of the 1942 movie. It can be on the bottom shelf.
Yeah. Okay, I agree to that. That's fine.
Oh, my God. Seems Mike, fair. You hear this? You're making changes here.
Also, aren't there some other sequels?
There were, yes. In the Chattopedia, there were.
Oh, God, really?
There was a sequel.
Oh, yeah, because this movie was like a pretty big hit.
Pana.
Oh, my
Pro segue.
God.
Good work.
We should mention, like, just like from movie-wise, there was something pretty cool about this movie that it was apparently like the first, or at least the first, you know, big example of a horror movie that is set in just like temporary times.
Not like in the like Victorian era.
Right. Or like it's not an old timey, you know, Europe or whatever. And apparently it was a big influence on Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Rosemary's Baby took all the things that I think are the best parts of this movie and actually like really developed them.
So the sequel was called The Curse of the Cat People. It came out 2 years after this.
Classic.
And the story for this is wild. So in this story, Alice and Oliver are married. And
is it the same actors?
Same actors. And the young, friendless daughter of Oliver and Alice Reed befriends her father's dead first wife and an aging reclusive actress. So Irina comes back as a ghost in this movie and speaks to their daughter.
Weird.
Sounds.
Is she a cat ghost or a human
ghost?
Yeah.
Looks like a human ghost. I don't know. I have the trailer pulled up. I'm not seeing any.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. The sequel is 1 hour and 10 minutes long, so it's even shorter than the original.
All right.
Yeah, they don't need 3 extra minutes to explain a ghost.
They don't need those 3 extra minutes of Oliver saying, just sleep with me.
But yeah, there is a sequel out there for anyone. So at some point in the near future, our Cat People section might consist of 50 copies of Cat People 1982 and one copy each of Cat People 42 and The Curse of the Cat People.
If you do that in the near future, don't invite me back. I don't I'd love to stop in for a better movie sometime.
I'll let Mike and Pana know. I'm assuming you want to make sure that this meets the criteria that you set for your culture and all that stuff, right?
You want to watch Curse of the Cat People, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's hoping there's more tits and nudity and
now.
All
do you
the
think they
stuff.
Learned that in 2 years? You think from 1942 to 1944, they're like, actually,
yeah, they're like, hey, let's get some titties on the screen.
I can't confirm David Bowie is on the soundtrack to the 1944 movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how old was this David Bowie person?
He was 2.
Oh yeah, but he's a prodigy, so you know.
Well, he's timeless. He fell to Earth. He's an alien. But anyway,
that documentary.
Yeah, the man who fell to Earth.
Yeah, he appeared fully formed.
Anyway, just to close things out, I would not recommend Cat People 1942. It's 1 hour and 13 minute movie that feels like it's 2 hours. I can only watch so much of a guy like not getting laid before it gets boring.
And reminds you of your own life.
Exactly.
Like, I don't
oh man,
see
the claws came
here.
Out. The claws came out.
Well, I'm always at the door, like, hey, Ryan, what you doing in there? are you taking a bath in there? Well,
Ryan,
you take what you can get in the wasteland. Is
Ryan,
what I'm saying, Cody.
Ryan, do I see your knee? Oh, baby.
So this Ryan person's not putting out for you?
Well, Ryan's gone.
Are you talking about like Ryan's corpse?
Unconfirmed. We haven't found Ryan yet, so he may still be out there. But anyway,
did you kill Ryan
note,
and take his
He's
corpse?
Just missing. Moving on. Okay.
For your nefarious deeds.
That'll do it for this installment.
Nefarious deeds.
Is that why there's no ice cream in the ice cream freezer anymore?
There's a different kind of cream in there.
Oh no! What have you been stocking?
Okay.
This episode's got off the rails officially.
We're talking about cat people here, okay, guys? Anyway, that's going to do it for this installment of the Shocktober Spooktacular here at Apocalypse Video. I'd like to thank Cody and Pana for joining us for this impromptu episode.
It's Pana.
Pana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I apologize.
You're racist.
You cat people, okay?
Yeah,
I brought that back. But that's going to do it, folks. We'll see you next time on the next Spooktacular.
Meow.
The Shocktober Spectacular theme plays as cat people fades out and we get into the episode.
I love it.
What?
It'll sound better when the song is in there and all that stuff. So
I should hope so.
Yeah. I think it's
especially because I just want to say, you know, the script says you do it, then everyone else does it, and then you're like, let me go back in for one more. The one you did wasn't even the one I hear.
Second verse, same as the first.